Acts chapter 4. Debated on this. We had a great service at the nursing home this afternoon. Brother Robert did a great job. Had a good crowd. Since Brother Chucky said something about this, and me and Brother Mike was talking about this before started, about getting older, I found a little thing that said, how do you know you're getting older? Everything hurts, and what don't hurt. You know you're getting older when you feel like the night before, but you hadn't been anywhere. You know you're getting older when you sit in a rocking chair and you can't get it started. You know you're getting older when your knees buckle and your belt won't. Now this is for our older crowd now. You know you're getting older when dialing long distance wears you out. You know you're getting older when the little gray-headed lady that you helped cross the road was your wife. Now you know you're getting older when you get into a steak and they stay there. You know you're getting older when you wake up in the middle of the night and your waterbed sprung a leak and you realize you ain't got no waterbed. You know you're getting older when you know all the answers, but nobody asked the question. Amen. It's all right to smile. Amen. Acts chapter 4. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. It's been a good day. Amen. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold to the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked them, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done unto the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for a great day that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for the service this morning, the service at the nursing home, and God, for what you've done so far today, Lord. And help us right now, God, for just a little while as we expound on the scripture, God. Just help us right now. Give us courage, God, to continue doing what you want us to do. Bless our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. In Acts chapter 3, we know the story very well. Peter and John comes into the temple. They find a man that's asking for alms. He's begging for money. And Peter looks at him. Peter says, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." The Bible says that he rose up and walked, and he was going through the temple. They were worshiping, and that upset some of the religious crowd. And in chapter 4 here, they have brought Peter and John in, and they're questioning them. And that last verse right there said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. How did they know? That's what I want to preach to you a little about. How did they know they had been with Jesus? Think about that. Let me ask you a question. Can somebody tell you been with Jesus? When we read this, now when the Bible says they were unlearned and ignorant, that don't mean that they were stupid people. That's not what the Bible said. They were unlearned because they were not religious people. They had not been studied and learned about the scriptures like the Pharisees and the Sadducees had. Yes, we know that from studying the Bible that every Jewish child had to learn scripture, every Jewish child. But Peter was a fisherman. And these guys were fishermen. Peter and John were fishermen. They were experts at fishing. They were not experts at preaching. But there's a difference when you've been with Jesus. Amen. Now, number one, I want you to know something. They saw the boldness, the uncommon boldness. These were the same men that just a few weeks before were hiding from everybody. These are the same men that just a few weeks before were denying. Peter denied Jesus. We talked about this in Sunday school this morning. Peter denied Jesus, and now, just a few weeks later, like David said this morning, God chose Peter to bring one of the great revivals. 5,000 men get saved off of Peter's preaching. Ignorant and unlearned men. They saw boldness. These guys didn't stutter. They didn't apologize for the Word of God. They had been with the resurrected Savior. They had saw Jesus. Let me go ahead and tell you something. You want to get a little boldness about you? See somebody raised from the dead. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. When everybody that was around Lazarus, when Lazarus was brought out of that grave, they told everybody they come in contact with. You got to understand, when these guys saw Jesus, everybody saw Jesus die. Everybody saw Jesus on that cross. They saw Jesus when they put him in the tomb. But guess what? They went to that same tomb 3 days later, and he wasn't there. And not only was he wasn't there, glory to God, it wasn't but just a little while. They were all gathered in a room, and all of a sudden, Jesus just walks in. That'll give you a little boldness. Amen. And Peter and John had boldness. Chapter 8, verse 30, John 8, verse 32 says this, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They were preaching the truth. They were not afraid of death. They were not afraid of the ridicule of men because they had been with the resurrected Savior. How many of you today can say, I've been with the resurrected Savior? He's touched me. He's watched over me. He's been there for me. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, there ought to be a boldness about us. Everybody ought to know that you've been with Jesus. Amen. They preached with authority. They weren't preaching popular opinion. They weren't preaching the philosophies of that day. Look at what verse 10 says. Look back at verse 10. Be it in that name. He's talking to the religious hierarchy. He's talking to the former chief priest, and the chief priest is there now, and some of the others. He said, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified. He's pointing a finger in their face. He's preaching with authority. Whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand before you whole. He was preaching with authority. He was preaching with truth. This crippled man was standing there. He was healed in the name of Jesus. And it's got to be about Jesus. I don't care what we're doing, folks. It's got to be about Jesus. If you come in and brag on anything else but Jesus, you are way out off track. It's got to be. If we come in and lift up Jesus, it's like I've been saying. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. Hey, if we'll lift up Jesus, everything else will fall right into place. If you lift up Jesus and you do what you're supposed to do, your life will line up and fall into place. If you lift up Jesus and you do what you're supposed to do, your family will fall in place. If you lift up Jesus and do what you're supposed to do, the church will fall in place. You'll see God start to move in church services. You'll see God start to move in Sunday school. When we lift up Jesus, everything else will take care of its place. Hey, it's got to be one message. It's all about Jesus. Our confidence is in Jesus. Our trust is in Jesus. Our authority is in Jesus. Let me go ahead and tell you something, folks. Hey, Peter and John, I kind of put them like me. They didn't have a bunch of letters behind their name. but they had heaven backing them up. Amen. You ain't got to be a doctor of theology to stand and preach the word. Amen. Peter didn't have a doctorate degree. Peter was a fisherman, but he was preaching with authority. John didn't have a doctorate degree, but John was a fisherman, and God gave him the revelation. Understand something. If you'll do what you're supposed to do, you ain't got to worry about studying theology. Just study the Bible, glory to God, and God will take care of the rest of it. It's got to be about Jesus. Amen. They witnessed the undeniable evidence. Now think about that. Verse 14, and behold, the man was healed standing with them. They could say nothing against it. This was the same man in chapter 3 that was begging alms. This was the same man in chapter 3 that could not walk. Peter and John come by, and Peter speaks to him. I kind of see a picture of maybe Peter just reaching out, taking him by the hand, lifting him up, and now that lame man that was there for all those years is walking around. Let me go ahead and tell you something. When there's that you've been with Jesus, glory to God, they can't say nothing against it. Amen. And we've got evidence today in this church house that people's been with Jesus. We got changed lives, amen. We got people that used to be sinners on their way to hell. Now they're going to heaven. We got people that used to run into hell holes of this world, and now they're going to church, glory to God. We got people that used to be drunks and alcoholics. Now they're going to church. God can do those things. When you see the evidence, you can't say anything against it. About like the old story one time I read about town drunk got saved. Somebody said, well, they just ain't nothing to that. Old town drunk said, I beg to differ. He said, I had nothing. And God took liquor and turned it into furniture. And God took liquor and turned it into food for my family. Amen. God can do that. When you've got the evidence, let me go ahead and tell you something. I've told you this before. Me and my wife, the guy that married me and my wife, the preacher that I was saved under, his own testimony was he was a drunk. His own testimony is that he went, Kevin, and took Christmas presents out from under the Christmas tree and sold Christmas presents to buy liquor, and his little girls didn't even have Christmas that year. But he stood and preached the word when I got saved. He stood and preached the word, and I've seen him preach the word. I'm talking about just like the ignorant and unlearned. I'm talking about somebody that didn't go to school to be a, but he had an old red letter King James Bible, glory to God. And he would open it up and rear back and jump all over the pew, spit all over everybody, jump up and down, have a fit, and people got saved. There's evidence that you've been with Jesus. They also saw, here's where it's going to knock a lot of us out. They saw Christ-likeness. David said something this morning in Sunday school about Peter. Peter was probably Free Will Baptist. They just didn't know it back then. He was brash. He would put his foot in his mouth. He would say things before he thought. He'd probably learn more. But now you see Peter calm. Now you see Peter not get in a rage. Now you see Peter with Christ-likeness, with compassion. He's preaching. He's got conviction. He's just like Jesus was. I'm going to pick on Brother Tommy. Me and him's talked a lot over the years. Brother Tommy ain't always been in church. Brother Tommy ain't always been the lovable guy that y'all know. Some of you older folks remember how Brother Tommy was. Brother Tommy remembers how Brother Tommy was. But guess what? He's sitting in church on a Sunday in March of 2026. Uh-huh. I look back and I see others. You ain't always been in church. But glory to God, I'm just telling you, people notice the difference. People saw the difference in that. Look at verse 14. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They marveled. That word marvel, that comes from the Greek word. It means to wonder or to admire, to have in admiration and wonder. There was something different about them then than there was before. I never thought about this. And Lord, just give me this thought. Annas, Caiaphas, all them guys were there. Don't you know, David, they might have looked out and said, ain't you the one that was cursing that lady that night? Saying you didn't know nothing about, you didn't know who Jesus was. Ain't you the one that denied him? Ain't you the one that wasn't even there when he was on the cross? Wasn't that you? Can't you just see Peter? Yeah, that was me then, but this is me now. My Lord, that'll preach. There was a difference. They noticed the difference. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. I've been saved a long time now. Every once in a while, I'll run into somebody that I knew before I got saved. They've already heard about me. They've already heard that I'm preaching and all. They already know that. And I've had them tell me, I never thought you'd be preaching the gospel. I say, yeah, I didn't either. But look what God can do. Amen. People, let me ask you a question. Can people notice a difference in you? Think about that. Do you notice a difference in you? The Bible says they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. And you got to understand something. People need to know you've been with Jesus, not because you carry a Bible, not because you can quote scripture, but because your life has been changed. Amen. If you would bow your heads with us.